Hello everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. My name is Rose Ramandi, and sorry I'm a little late in uploading my episode because last week I was busy having a conference in Farsi speaking for my Iranian brothers and sisters, and it was amazing. For those of you who may not know about our ministry, we also have actively ministering to the Iranian churches all around the world. And actually, we do have a YouTube channel that we publish video teachings every week to for Iranian speaking people. And the feedback that we get from them is just so amazing and wonderful, and the thirst that they have for God. So today in this episode, I want to talk to you about imaginations, but before that, I wanted to share a testimony that happened during this 3 days conference, which ended up to be 4 days, which is so powerful. I just had a feeling in my heart that I need to have a conference for Iranian people. And it was I was like, okay, so I'm just going to do it 3 days and just have it 2 hours a day kind of sessions. So the conference was about prophesying, okay? And I just felt this need, even in Iranian community. We see that in English speaking people as well, but because there are more variety of teachings and ministers in English speaking Christians, it's, we don't notice that as much. But the thing is, it's but for Iranian Christians, it's not a big community there, and the teachings are kind of isolated to to whoever is speaking Farsi, right? So if people don't have or don't understand English, they don't have access to the resources that we have when we speak in English. So, and that's why I think, it's so exciting for us, because we have, the Farsi language, and we also know the English, and we do have access to the English resources, and we can understand the Bible and study the Bible better. Over the times, the translations for English has improved, and we do have many translations for English. And even right now, if you look at any translation, you can find some errors in them comparing to the original text, because there is no translation perfect, but they have improved a lot. But when it comes to a second language, like a Farsi speaking people, they do not have that many translations available. I think it's only 2 or 3 translations, and once they were translated, they weren't really improved as much as they should have been. So anyways, I thought that I should have a conference on how to prophesy. And this is just powerful. I started the session and I had in my mind that I want to, show them and give them some practical tips that they can apply that very day into their lives and see, how God is moving through them. But the thing was, I got into the teaching and I showed them a lot of verses and everything that, in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, Peter got up and said, "This is what was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters, they shall prophesy." If you have the Spirit of God poured upon you, then you must prophesy. So I went around talking about this, how the importance of understanding of this Spirit pouring out upon us. I'll share more stuff with you. When I finish my teaching, I will, talk more about this, mostly in the subject of imagination, because it's just such an important subject, because we need this imagination to be restored. But let me finish the story here first with you before I move on. And so the first session was about I just talked about the importance of the Spirit, and when the Spirit of God comes upon you, then you will have dreams and visions and you will prophesy. So this session was like that. And, you know, after 2.5 hours of, you know, talking, we had like people, nobody's leaving, everyone's hungry, they want to know more. And eventually I was like, okay, I need to wrap up the meeting. And I was like, okay, I'm going to pray for you, for everyone here. If you are not sure that you have the Holy Spirit today, you're going to mark this day today that you have the Spirit. Because, you know, we ask the Father and He will give us the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to pray for you. And tomorrow I'll give you more tips, right? So eventually I started praying and, you know, it was just so powerful. The Spirit came upon some. We had the meeting in Zoom and people after the prayer, like they connected their voice and they said how they started feeling stuff and feeling the presence of God in their body. So it was awesome and wonderful. And the next day, but I gave them a like homework, and I told them, you know, you guys go tonight, even though I didn't tell you, I didn't give you any practical thing, but you have the Spirit, and I want you to go and give a message to someone you don't know as your homework. So then the next day we came, and I asked, like, anyone did the homework, and hands went up, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is awesome, because usually my experience is, like, people are hesitant, people are like, okay, I don't know what to do, how am I supposed to hear God's voice? You didn't teach me this. The interesting part was the first day I told them, you know, you don't see anywhere in the Bible, you know, like in the New Testament, let's put it just to be safe and accurate. You don't see anywhere in the New Testament that Jesus or anyone is teaching people how to hear God's voice. If the Spirit comes upon you, you hear the voice of God and you can prophesy, just go and do it. So hands went up the next day and people came and sharing testimonies after testimonies. And it was just amazing. One of the stories I wanted to share here with you is that this guy had just come to the conference, somebody invited him, and he was like Christian, he's Christian, he came, he heard the message, and the next day he's in Iran, he took a taxi to go somewhere, and with his brother, and as they were talking together, all of a sudden, he felt that the homework that I gave last night, he's supposed to give a message to this driver. So all of a sudden he looks at the driver and he sees some, he hears the word immigration. So he asks the driver that, do you want to immigrate to any countries, any other countries? The driver says no. So he's like, but have you immigrated? And, you know, he's like, no. And so he's like persisting because he says, like, I felt there's something about immigration for this guy. Finally, he tells the guy, listen, I am just feeling something about immigration. What's up? What's going on with this immigration? And the driver finally opens up and he says, many years ago, I immigrated to another country, but I came back because I fell in love with someone here. So I left all those behind. I came back to show my love to this person. But a couple of years later, this person, she left me. And now I couldn't go back to the country that I had immigrated. And now I'm stuck. So now this friend, this person, he's like, oh, okay, now you are always in regret that why did you come back and you should have stayed and, you know, but you came back to show your love and you're living in this regret. So the guy says, yes, how do you know all these things? So anyways, they arrive at their destination. The guy stops and he continues and he says, you know what? I just felt, Jesus Christ wants you to know all these things, that don't be sad and don't be upset, that God is with you and God has planned for you. And whatever he said it. And this guy, the driver, is like, now imagine we are in Iran and now he's bold talking about Jesus to this driver. And the driver is weeping. And he finally, this guy tells the driver that I think you need to know more about Jesus. So the driver says, who's going to teach me or tell me about Jesus? I don't know anyone here. And this guy says, okay, I'm going to give you some, you know, ministry information you can look up over the satellite, because in Iran they use the satellite like secretly, right? So he gives the information and he says, and the driver says, you know, I'm working in this, you know, this area all the time. And the guy says, I'm going to give you a book. So they get the phone number and they get connected. And as they get, as you know, they leave the car, and this guy's brother who was with him, who I'm not sure if was a Muslim or whatever, the guy's like, how do you know all these things? And he says, like, last night, honestly, I went to this conference, and this teaching was that when the Spirit of God comes upon us, we can prophesy and encourage people and edify people. And this is what happened. And now imagine, guys, he just come one session of 2 hours, and you see all those amazing things is happening. And I think, like, for me, it was like this childlike faith, this believing. And sometimes we long-time Christians, I don't know if I should call myself a long-time Christian comparing to some of you guys, but, you know, after a few years of being in Christianity, like, sometimes it feels like it's getting harder than getting easier. So I don't know if you have noticed this or no. It's getting harder and not easier. And it feels like we lose that childlike faith as we grow in the knowledge. It feels like we are learning all those stuff and amazing things. Many of them are amazing things. But somehow it feels like it's getting harder to believe that the Spirit of God is upon us, and to believe that we can... we must see signs and wonders and miracles. We must, you know, because God has come upon us. And I'm not going to chase these experiences, but I'm chasing Jesus Christ. And because the Spirit is with me and I am walking with Jesus, these things must happen. And, you know, that was like encouraging for me as well, because I realized, oh, it's that simple, that you just hear it and you believe it and you take an action. You're like, okay, you know what? This is what it is. And I think we all need to go back to the simplicity of the gospel that says that because God said it, it's good enough for me, and I don't have to understand it. So I'm going to do it, and I'm going to walk in this thing. So this is, and I see, like, even in Iranian community, like Iranian Christian, Iranian people, is like mostly you see how hungry and thirsty they are. They have been under the oppression. They desperately in need of God, and they desperately want God. And look at this driver. He didn't argue and he didn't talk. He's like, immediately he said, who's going to teach me about Jesus Christ? And now imagine, in Iran, he knows nobody. He knows no church, nothing. He probably never heard about Jesus being the Son of God in his whole life. And now all of a sudden somebody says, go and get to know Jesus. And I know that the life of this person is changed forever. So do you see what's happening here? When the Spirit of the living God come upon us, we read it in Acts chapter 2, this is what it was prophesied. So do you see? So there was a time that there was some kind of a prophecy, and all of a sudden when the Spirit came upon those people in the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, that prophecy was fulfilled. When it says, when the Spirit, this is what it was prophesied, that I will, you know, God will, that's important, right? God will pour out, God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Do you see? So he poured out his Spirit upon all flesh. So he's like, there was this prophecy made, not only for Jesus Christ, for one person, but for those who believe in him and for those who come to him. And he poured out his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters, they shall prophesy. They shall have dreams and visions. So now, this is what's happening to every single one of us. If you have received the Spirit, there is going to be some kind of restoration. That means, you know, your dreams are going to change. Your visions are going to change. You're going to have visions of God. I remember I was asking the Lord, okay, do you see here says like visions? Okay, dreams, like it says dreams and vision and prophesying, right? Now imagine when you don't have the Spirit of God, you still have dreams, right? Whether you have the Spirit or you don't have the Spirit, we all have dreams. We all grew up with dreams that we have over time. Some of us see more dreams. Some of us, we see less dreams. But do you see dreams? So when we were not in Christ, we had some kind of dreams. And all of a sudden now the Spirit is upon us and we shall have dreams. All right. So do you see, that doesn't mean that we didn't have dreams. It means that our dreams are going to be different. Our dreams are going to be influenced by the Spirit. Our dreams are going to be from the Spirit of God. So do you see, there is a redemption of the dreams that is happening, right? So now, if that's the case, if we used to have dreams and then you have the Spirit and you still have dreams, but different kinds of dreams, then we can make a conclusion that we used to have visions and now we have different kinds of visions. Maybe you and I, you know, the visions that we understand and we talk and, you know, like these amazing men and women of God, they came and they shared with us the visions that they have, you know, all amazing things that they said. But when I look at it, those visions, we must have a vision before we came to Christ. We can't like, as much as dreaming was part of our lives, the vision was part of our lives. And now just something that I came to experience through experience, basically, let me put it this way, is that the visions that we all have is that imagination that we were daydreaming when we grew up. You know, when you don't have the Spirit, let's just put it here, when you don't have a Spirit, when I was a Muslim, I always had the imagination. I always imagined stuff for my life. You know, I have daydreamed a lot. I have imagined a lot of things. Let me just put it this way. You know, I remember back home, every time I was late, my mom would call me 10 times and then she gets worried and all this stuff. And I pick up, "Mom, what's going on?" She's like, "Oh my gosh, I thank God I saw you." She would say, "I saw you having an accident and then you were bleeding," all those things, right? I was like, "Mom, okay, come on, I'm okay. Don't worry, I'm coming home," or whatever, right? So how many times, like, I grew up, like, you had all of a sudden that image in your mind. So now Jesus comes and says, like, okay, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, then you have visions. And I honestly believe those visions are the restoration of our imaginations. Here's the thing, as much as you had dreams all your long time, your life in Christ, you had visions as well. It could change when you come to Christ to have more radical types of dreams that we have heard our brothers and sisters, they have had. Like, for example, you sit and all of a sudden everything around you is changed in physical realm and you see all the stuff happening. I've never had that happen to me before, but it could happen. And you know, we have heard and I trust those experiences that our brothers and sisters are sharing. But my point here is we all have had visions in our own imagination, and believe me, it feels so real that, you know, that it causes my mom to pick up the phone and freaking out and call me because she saw something in her imaginations. Through the fall of Adam, we lost that imagination. It got corrupted. And after sometimes, when I look back to my life or the life of people around me that they didn't know Jesus, all the imagination of their heart is mostly, not all, let's just put it this way, mostly is evil. Now, remember Genesis chapter 6, right before the flood, it said that the imagination, every imagination of the human heart was evil. So, do you know what it says? It says, like, they were having visions, but these visions, what they were seeing, it was all toward not God and not the empowerment, or not what the Spirit is showing. It was toward that other category of darkness. So now, what we are sitting here, your sons and daughters, they shall have dreams. Oh, excuse me, we've been having dreams. No. It's going to be a different type of dream. It's going to be the dreams that the Spirit of God will show. You're going to have visions. Oh, okay, we've been having vision. It's going to be the restoration of visions. And I honestly believe the start and the restoration of this vision is from, it's with, you know, it's with our imagination. Now imagine God, first of all, God made us that imagination. It's a powerful tool given to us so we can imagine God and we can imagine the work of the Christ. Like everything that you see happening in the face of this earth, every kind of invention and improvement that happens, because once somebody imagined it, somebody thought about it, and that thinking became an imagination. And because they had the imagination, then you are going to make that thing happen. So do you see, when you see, so when imagination is some kind of a prophecy, like when you see something that hasn't happened yet, but because you saw it and it went to your imagination, then that's when you stay in, you get into the path of making what you saw happen in your life. So imagine dream, it can be some one kind of a prophecy, right? And now, please hear me. I'm not going to say this for you to be afraid, because we all know we have all the bad dreams sometimes, right? And we might have a bad prophecy sometimes. But that doesn't mean there are a prophecy, or not a prophecy. We have a bad, you know, vision sometimes, or imagination sometimes. But that's not going to happen to you, because you are washed by the blood of the Lamb. Okay, you are protected by Jesus. He is the Spirit. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy over your life, not anything else. So in the midst of having all those dreams or whatever that is happening that is not, that is bad, and it's not in alignment with Jesus Christ, just throw them away, because they don't have, they have no voice over your life. So he, the testimony of Jesus overall is that a spirit of prophecy for me. So now when you break it down, it comes to your imagination, it comes to your dreams, it comes to your little life, it comes to your words, and that becomes also a prophecy over your life. So always remember, Jesus Christ is the only one who speaks into your life, and he is the spirit of prophecy for you, and everything else is not. So that's why what I'm trying to say is, now this Jesus has to be break down into every details of our lives. Do you remember that in wilderness there was this manna came down, and it was like a broken down little pieces of bread? It wasn't a loaf coming down from heaven. It was a little breaking down of those big loaf that was in heaven, and everyone was gathering according to their needs, according to their, you know, what they needed to be sustained that day. So that's why Jesus Christ must be breaking down into our imagination, in our dreams, in our visions, in our life, and in every little things that we do. And that's when we feel like sustained. So now coming back to the concept of imagination here, we realize like these, our imaginations must be redeemed, because if your imagination is redeemed into the, washed by the blood of the Lamb and redeemed into it, then that's when you start having visions of God. Visions from above, okay? Not other corrupted nature of Adam that is filled with fear and everything. Now, come on, if you really think about it, guys, like, for example, we have a stress and anxiety and all those things that happen. We all have experienced those things in a certain level. And if we really look into it, we see that it's only a thought that all of a sudden brings that feeling of fear, right? It's a thought. But now imagine your brain doesn't understand that this is a thought. It sees that you're actually in that situation. Like coming back to my mom's story, all of a sudden she has a thought and she sees something in her mind and imagination, and all of a sudden the whole body is affected. She's like, oh, she had that, like, she feels like I had the accident. And all of a sudden the whole body is affected by this, because mind doesn't separate, the mind doesn't differentiate between this is only a thought or it's actually happening. Okay. And that's why the moment you have the thought, the mind is reacting like it's actually happening. So now, do you see how it goes? So now imagine how powerful this is. If we just switch this and shift this, and you start thinking about heavenly and start thinking and having imaginations of Jesus and the work of the cross and the Spirit, and your mind doesn't think, doesn't understand this is the thinking, it thinks you're actually in that situation. Now, I want to give you an example, and in the next episode, I'll talk to you more about this imagination. Now, if you imagine, if you just start imagining, you go to the throne room, and then the Lord is sitting on the throne, and you start seeing what's around in this throne room, you start talking to this God. I ask you to do like this exercise. Start imagining the throne room. Do you know what happens? As you start seeing more details and imagining more details, your mind thinks you are actually in the throne room. You are there physically in the throne room. And I think this is so powerful because this attribute of mind, this power of mind is given to us in order for us to take our bodies into that imagination with us. What do I mean by that? That means like the moment you start imagining the throne room, your body start experiencing whatever that is happening in that room. And that's when your body is also affected because your mind is now sending all those signals or whatever to your body and thinking you're actually there. Or on the other hand, imagine if you imagine, I don't want you to imagine, but if you imagine, we've done that before, that something bad happened to somebody, all of a sudden you start having this fear and your body is, you know, affecting by that imagination. So, and I think, honestly, I think one of the ways to get, to break free from anxiety and fear is to fill up our minds with the visions of the heavenly realms, with the visions of Christ. And I'm going to share more with you in the next episode. And hopefully this is helpful for you that I shared so far. And I want to encourage you to read Acts chapter 2 and read it from the, read it with the focus of imagination and restoration of visions and dreams that we have. And as you go through that, I want you to imagine what happened to those people when those Holy Spirit came upon them. One of the things that I do often, guys, and I'm going to probably talk about it again more and more. One of the things I do often is I go and imagine the stories that happen in the Bible. The Bible is mostly stories, right? Starting from Genesis is stories. And what I do, I imagine there. If it's talking about Jesus at the burning, Moses at the burning bush, I imagine, I go there, and I start imagining what's happening here. What's this burning? What's around? Okay, what's the feeling around it? And I start imagining because we have to exercise our imagination. If you just leave it, it wanders around in wilderness and it goes to Adam and fleshly. But if you exercise it by imagining all this stuff, your brain start, getting used to it. Whether or not you like it, you are always imagining things, consciously or unconsciously. Now, if you start exercising, imagining, and I'm sure imagining like the stories of the Bible, or imagine like God, like you strengthen that imagination. And before you know, even in the times that you are not imagining, your brain is in a good place. Your consciousness, your imagination stays in that higher place that you are actually there. So I hope this is helpful. And in the next video, I'm going to share with you in the next podcast. I record a lot of videos every week. In the next podcast, I'm going to share with you what I was imagining. And all of a sudden, something crazy happened to me. And I'll share that with you in the next episode. Stay tuned because it's going to be awesome. All right. Thank you. So if you please, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe for notification to come for you every time I have the episode. And please share it with your friends and family if these teachings or these episodes are helpful for you. Bless you guys. Talk to you soon.